Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Earlier this fall, we featured a Pella Christian superfan. Here's part of my conversation with Dick Vanderlaan. So you were a teacher and you were a coach, and since then you have been to just about every single Pella Christian athletic event in between, and drama event and all the above. What, you know, kind of got you first started to going to those events, whether it was as a coach or as a teacher, and how has that kept going?
Well, I feel that this generation of students need to know that our generation, which is two generations beyond them, that we care about them. And if they see me in the stands or I speak to them before or after a game, I found out later that they appreciate it, because the notes of that I get back from them after they're out of school indicate that. And that's what keeps me going. And I've been fortunate. The Lord gave me health, even though I've had some health issues. And then I had a wife, my wife, who died 6 weeks ago. But when she was living, she always encouraged me to go because she knew I liked to. And then, of course, the speech and drama and the music she liked, so we went to that together. And so Pella Christian has been very close and dear to our hearts. We have three of our children went there, and seven of our grandchildren, and now we have our first great-grandchild, Bridget Vandizanti.
Who is in the high school, and you got more on the way, too.
Oh, right. Yeah, we have seven in the grade school.
When you think about your time as a coach, let's go take a step back. We did a really special feature about the 30th anniversary of the first undefeated state championship in school history, and that was in 1990, almost 15 years after you had finished coaching and teaching at the school. What were the early days like at Pella Christian Basketball, and what does it mean now to see where the program has gone, which is one of the best in the state of Iowa?
Yes, I'm pleased to see what's happened. I like the perspective that we've kept throughout these years. When I coached, I did everything. You know, I was athletic director, a coach, the pressure was not like it is today, which obviously is true all over the place. But I enjoyed it very much. I think as the years go on, when you get older, things bother you more. And so, and that's probably one of the reasons I gave it up. I had a good assistant, Jerry Nickel. And he was very capable of taking over after I was finished.
And what were sports like back then? I think for people who don't have that perspective, you know, today, you know, we're talking on a night where we'll have volleyball, and there's going to be JV, ninth grade varsity girls, and then the cross country team somewhere else. We'll have football this Friday. I can talk about how busy my life is and how your life is going to all these events. But what was it like in the late 50s and through the 60s to do it all as a coach and administrator and teacher, but still build up young people to be great leaders later on in life?
Well, at that time, we had fall baseball, basketball, and spring baseball. And then the state dropped fall baseball, and then I started the cross-country program. And then in 67, I think, they dropped the spring baseball, went to the summer baseball, and then I started the track program. And so then I still had three sports yet throughout the year. It kept me busy, and my wife was very capable of helping out with the kids. And again, she encouraged me and was always my support. But like I said, the pressure was not as great then. I can remember my first pole vaulter. He took a pole out in the back and no place to land. He just took the pole and jumped over. And you know who he is. He's Newper. You know, he's Newper, the Newmark guy. And it was nothing fancy. We just did what we could do.
Well, and so you decided to leave the schools in 1976. You know, for a lot of people, especially if their kids have gone through already, or you know, their families are done, may not be as involved. But you probably you stayed every bit as involved. Or what kind of kept you staying involved even when you were done coaching?
Well, I always liked the high school kids. That's my favorite year of the development of students. I like watching what they're doing. I like to help them, encourage them whenever I can if I see them. I think they need that encouragement, because right now especially they have a lot of pressure to exceed it beyond levels that I would never expect back then. But there's a lot of pressure to win, and I think I can give them a perspective of, you know, there's more besides this in life. The Lord has other plans for you. And so just take this as something that you can enjoy while you're in high school and when it's out. And when you get out of high school, a lot of time that activity is not there, maybe intramurals in college. But it's encouraging to see a lot of these young people grow up and love the Lord.
When we talk about those big wins and those, you know, even the tough losses, what do you remember about being a part of that as a fan? And what do you remember most about trying to be a support for those kids, whether you're the one who's cheering loud when they win the championship or those, and I've been a part of some of these now too, those heartbreaking losses. How do you try to be a positive support and help keep that perspective?
Well, for one thing, I'm not a critical person of the coaching. Maybe that's because I coach, but I sit in the fans up right now, like in basketball, I kind of keep track of the scoring. That way I don't get too involved. But I think if you can kind of keep the perspective of it's only a game, and sure, you want to win the state championship. I remember the first state championship Jerry Nichol won. Afterwards, we had a gathering in the gym, and he had me come up there and speak, which I thought was quite an honor. And it was really quite a think breakthrough, because he had some good teams before that, even probably better than the one that won it. But once you break that barrier, he went 1, 2, 3 just like that, and that was amazing. It was fun to see, and to see in other sports too. Like I had a granddaughter that played tennis, and my daughter played tennis here, but they would not have been able to play that if we wouldn't have had those programs. We just kind of developed one program after another, and as the finances were there.
You're still working on connecting with this group of athletes. You know, what is it like now to have lived such a full life, but to still be able to come to these games, to still be able to be that supportive person, and to see the smile of an Emery Agri or an A.V. Amos or some of the guys recently that I know you were close with, Levi Jungling, Jack Vermeer, these guys, you know, have that same kind of warmth towards you and back and forth, and to be able to appreciate each other for what you provide to one another.
You know, Andrew, that's something I guess as you get older, you do appreciate it more, because I want to recognize them, but I appreciate that they recognize me. When they see me, when they come up the bat and they look over there and they take a look and, you know, kind of a wink or whatever, that gives you a good feeling. And then after the game, I have several say, thanks for coming to the game. You know, that just makes you feel so welcomed and so warm. And it's very much appreciated. And it's just not one student. It's a number of them that will do that. But I want to support them. I want them to know that we care about them. Their life is important to me.
You can find a full feature about Vanderlaan's impact at Pella Christian High School at KNIAKBLS.com under Football Friday Nights. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under Podcast. And subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.